song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show on this first Wednesday of June. Glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Our phone lines are open at 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the show today in our next segment, we'll be talking with the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride. Their largest fundraiser of the entire year, the annual Blue Gold, will be coming up Monday. Some changes have been made to the fundraiser, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the year that has been in UNK athletics. We'll also talk about a few things that are upcoming for UNK, so that's coming up in our next segment. But right now, I guess Serena Williams ousted from the French Open in a three-set match, so Kuznetsova will move on, and Safina will play her in the finals.
Have you heard of anybody left? Have you heard of anybody left?
Yeah. Yeah.
Several of them?
Well, two of the four women, yes.
Really?
Kuznetsova and Safina, yeah.
Okay.
Roger Federer is up 2-0 on Gael Monfils, the Frenchman, 7-6, 6-2.
He's the one that took Roddick up.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. 1-888-455-ESPN. We are at that spot where we're waiting for super regionals in baseball. We're waiting for the NBA playoffs. Pittsburgh gets on the board last night in the NHL in the Stanley Cup. They win it 4-2, tack on that empty netter. It was a good close game throughout, so that's 2-1. Game four is set for tomorrow. And again, I scratch my head at the scheduling of the NBA. We wait all this time. We play game one on Thursday. And then game two is coming up Sunday. And then we travel all the way across the country, and game three is on Tuesday.
This doesn't make sense.
Is there a reason we can't play on Saturday?
Well, there shouldn't be. I would think Saturday would be more viewership than Sunday, would it not? I can't believe TV would make that much difference, but apparently it does.
I know TV makes the difference here in the NHL, where they're playing back-to-back nights and three times in 5 days. NBA can't do that? It's just too tough, too physical, too rigorous?
Well, they do it all season long, and then it comes to like an extended vacation during the playoffs.
And correct me if I'm wrong, which of course I really am, didn't we used to play Saturday, Sunday in the NBA? Then fine, take your travel date, take your 2 or 3 days, go to the other venue, and then play and take your day off and come back, especially in this 2-3-2 format. It makes no sense to me that you wait all this time, then you take 2 full days off in between, a 3-day break before you play again late Sunday night in L.A., then you have to fly all the way across country. You get a shoot around on Monday, and you play on Tuesday.
You know, you bring up why the 2-3-2 in the finals when it was 2-2-1-1-1 all the way.
And in this instance, I don't have a problem with 2-3-2 being at Orlando and the Lakers. And I guess when you get to the finals, most of the time, you're going to have some significant travel involved.
Fair enough. But at the same time, Doug, when you get, if Orlando should happen to steal one in L.A. to start things off, L.A.'s got to be thinking, uh-oh.
Well, yeah.
That's the part I don't like. I mean, by the way, I think the Lakers are about 240 favorites in this series.
I saw a stat today that just kind of blew my mind. What team has made the most finals appearance in the NBA?
It's got to be Boston, doesn't it?
No.
Lakers.
Boston is second. Who's third? Third most appearances in the NBA finals.
San Antonio.
Guess this would be a little tougher than yesterday's Troutman's Tuesday trivia, but you know, whatever.
I don't know.
The Philadelphia 76ers with 9. The Celtics have been in the finals 20 times, and the Lakers have been in the finals 29 times. Now, again, I'm sure this has to do with, you know, L.A. And Minneapolis, you know, and all the cities they've all been in. But in 29 appearances, how many times do you think the Lakers have won?
11.
So you're saying they are 11-18 in the finals.
Yes. How many did they win?
I would not have guessed that. I would have guessed higher. 14-15. So they can square. They can be 500 in the finals if they win this. It's 29 finals appearances, sub-500. Boston, as I just said, has been in the finals 20 times. How many times have they won? This should be a lot easier. Although, you know.
Well, what, about 14 or 15, haven't they?
16.
17-3.
17-3. The Lakers only beat them 3 times?
I don't know if it was the Lakers all 3 times or not.
Well, there's some, for as many great series as there was, I just thought it'd be more than that when you get the Bird Magic factor in there.
So, yeah, astonished me that 17-3, 85% for the math. That's pretty good. Dead Popper inbox is open. Mark Minden says, no, don't pick the Yankees, Daddy, to go to the World Series, which we talked about yesterday. And then one here that actually has something to do with the Royals. What? Not a whole lot with them losing. What, Tony?
2-2.
It's like your mom talking to you now, Tony, not Daddy, Tony. This is unacceptable. What is it now? They've lost. What are the 16 of their last 22 or something like that?
Well, you get Soria back. Well, hell, it doesn't matter anyway because you don't have a lead, so that doesn't matter. Pena comes back. Well, okay, but he was 0-11. Hitting before this, that doesn't matter. Something's got to snap real quickly to get these guys to turn things around, and I don't know what it's got to be. I still shake my head when you score 4 runs in the 9th off of Kerry Wood, the next day lose. You think that's a game that's going to propel some momentum, get things kick-started. No, it doesn't. And now you're right back to what you've been the last, well, what, about 12 years?
Just 12? How about 23?
Okay.
Any significant late season run by the Royals since they went to the World Series in 85? I think you could count on your hand maybe one.
Well,
maybe one where they were still in contention going into the last month of the season to win a division.
I think they played decent, you know, at times down the stretch when they've been totally out of contention. But they certainly haven't been in contention or trying to make a playoff run. In the last 20 years.
I have to wonder what is the problem? What is the problem right now? Injuries have been part of it, but, boy, the starting pitching has not been doing its job lately. Even Greinke can't get a win. He's not getting losses. He's just not getting wins. They actually scored runs, 4 runs in the last outing, which should have been more than enough for the way he's been throwing, but yet it was not. And the collapse of the entire season hinges here in the next 2 weeks on this 9-game road trip. If they don't get it turned, I said it yesterday, they have to win the road trip because they have just plummeted at home. They get thumped. They go 2-7 on this road trip. It's over. I mean, it's over.
You know, Kiaspo was up among league leaders in hitting. He's down to right at 300. Your designated hitter, Mike Jacobs, hitting 242 right now. David DeJesus, 238. Those aren't good numbers. Mr. Power, right fielder Jose Guillen, you know, he's the one with the big bat that's going to turn things around.
Tired of losing.
Big power numbers out of him at 269. You know, the whole deal just it stinks. I mean, top to bottom, who's the star right now? Billy Butler at 284? I mean, who would you say right now, if you had one Royal that's the face of this franchise, who is it?
Well, Zach Greinke.
Well, You got these bats supposedly coming to town. I think Coco's on
Mark Tien.
Tien, 279. I mean, everybody's in Crapville. Nobody's stepping up and getting 340.
Obviously, the face before he went on the DL was John Buck. obviously. American Legion, and they continue with baseball tonight at Tampa here on ESPN. 5:30 pregame, 6:08 is the first pitch. American Legion baseball last night. Kearney Post 52 remains unbeaten, and Runza goes right along with them in the doubleheader sweep of Aurora. Tonight, they are in action at Columbus. Last night's games between Kearney 5 points and Little Caesars rained out in Lexington. They will be at home tonight against St. Paul, and you can hear the seniors game on Power 99 FM. Hastings, Johnson Imperial Homes, and Hastings 5 points both split their doubleheaders with Columbus. Both play Beatrice tonight, and you can hear the home games with 5 points and Beatrice a doubleheader on 12:30 AM KHAS at 5:30. Johnson Imperial is at Beatrice, and Hastings Runza will be at Aurora this evening. And one other baseball note before we take a break, UNK pitcher Ryan Sheldon, former Loper, has made his professional debut with the Sioux Falls Canaries. See, anything I heard by the way, I'm going to talk about something else. Did you see Brooksy Wells on TV last night?
No, I missed that.
It kind of tells you how slow the world is in sports right now, you know.
As
he was on Channel 5 last night talking about Java and Johnny and, you know, how he was the glue that brought them together as the bullpen catcher at the University of Nebraska. But they mentioned what Johnny Dorn got a loss last night for, like, the Greensboro Lumberjacks or something like that. Had a good outing but got the loss. Anyway, Sheldon is throwing for the Sioux Falls Canaries, made his debut against the Lincoln Salt Dogs through a scoreless eighth inning in Sunday's 12-4 victory, hoping that his name will be called in the Major League draft next week.
I was just going to say, Doug, yesterday, if you look at the Kearney World Hub, one of the side stories, Steve Harley gets picked up for DUI.
Yeah.
How many people out of 20 know who Steve Harley was, a former Nebraska baseball pitcher?
You mean basketball guard?
A baseball player. This is a baseball player. Steve Harley. Yes. Oh, hell, it was a basketball player.
That we talked about on the show Monday?
Why is that in the paper?
Well, because he's a former Nebraska basketball player.
Well, who cares?
I don't know.
I mean, we got to fill that.
It's slow right now.
Well, apparently.
But anyway, I didn't know Brooksy Wells was such a big deal.
Oh, he's a real deal.
He's a big deal. He's a big, big deal. I met some of his friends in Lincoln during the spring game. He's a big deal. He's a big deal. I assume.
Remember when Chuck Norris, we met that guy, yeah, and he knocked out one of our friends?
Yeah, Chuck Norris, outstanding. Wasn't even a Mountain Dew. But I'm anticipating running into Brooksy sometime around the circuit, probably behind the plate. You know, call a little few
balls and strikes.
So there you go. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A little bit later on in the program, we're going to talk about the odds, the morning line odds for the Belmont field of 10. You got a track that can hold a billion, so let's have a field of 10. Also, we're going to talk about some area student athletes who have been recognized at the high school level with the NSAA Believers and Achievers program. One from Kearney, one from Wood River. We'll talk about that. And when we return, it's Loper Talk as we get ready for Blue Gold with UNK Athletic Director John McBride right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
You have no doubt heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. But how about no pain? I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MedLark Dental Associates, serving the Tri-City area. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile. I practice sedation dentistry, a safe, effective technique that with a relaxing pill allows comfort and full relaxation throughout the entire treatment. What this means is that you can have years of dental treatment done with fewer appointments, with little or no memory of the time you spent in the dental chair. Your lasting memory will be a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to meadowlarkdental.com or call for an appointment, 308-234-3668, 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, my name's Eric. I've been a Storm fan since day one. Being a season ticket holder is a good experience. I've been to enough games that I finally decided, you know what, I just need to buy season tickets. And that way I always had a seat. Plus, there's always some great benefits that come with being a season ticket holder. Living here in Nebraska, you know, you got to be a big Husker fan. But, you know, there's something to be said about being a big hockey fan.
Season tickets as low as $10 per game. Order by June 15th. Visit stormhockey.com. Presented by Viero.
Home, a place where you can truly be yourself, feel comfortable, and share with loved ones. Isn't it time you come home? Home Real Estate is here to help you find your dream home.
This is Darla Bruna of Home Real Estate in Hastings. Check out all of our new listings at homehastings.com. And if you are a first-time home buyer, don't miss out on the $8,000 tax credit available now.
Call 402-461-6930 or see us online, homehastings.com. Relax, you're at home.
The NBA on ESPN Radio.
For the second time in franchise history, Orlando's the champions of the East.
Dwight Howard and the Orlando Magic. Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers.
The Lakers advance for the second year in a row to the NBA Finals.
It's game one of the 2009 NBA Finals.
Catch all the action Thursday starting at 7:15 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Mostly considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in some areas during the day today with a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm as well with high temperatures around 69. Northeast winds stay at 5 to 10, back to 48 for low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be joined live in studio by UNK Athletic Director John McBride, and we're going to talk about the largest fundraiser of the year, the Blue Gold, which is on Monday, and of course we're going to talk about another successful season up at UNK and some things that are just starting, some former athletes that are doing well, and usually when you're talking UNK, Daddy, you're talking winners, and that transitions us right into
1-800-652-9298. Dynagro, they've quietly become one of the top 10.
Does that spell anything?
I don't think so.
Does it spell Dynagro?
No.
Does it spell El Kaiser?
They would.
Does it spell, you know, Dave?
Dave Seed, I think. They've quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. Asked today about the Roundup Ready soybeans. Simple, flexible, dependable. Apply Roundup when you need to. More time to spend where you need it most. Hey, ask them about the Corn 2 Ready Roundup Ready system as well. Whether you're looking for corn, whether you're looking for soybeans, whether you're looking for Everlast alfalfa, call your local Dynagro Seeds dealer today. Hey, more acres are planted this year than ever before. 1-800-652-9298. Call. They will point you in the direction of your local dealer. They know what's right for your farming operation. Call them today.
Now, you've actually been out traveling a little bit. How's things looking out there?
I need some heat, but I think we got moisture all over, and corn's really greening up. Looks great out there. I mean, what Dynagro I've saw. Some of the other stuff's a little peaked, but.
Roger Federer has just advanced on to the semifinals in the men's French Open with a straight set victory. Don't forget you can fire us off your questions and comments to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. At ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and if you have a UNO education. That's A-N-D, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Lining. They've specialized in paintless dent repair for years. If the bad weather has dinged up your car, stop and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate at the Dent Popper in Kearney. We're pleased to welcome in once again the athletic director at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, John McBride, as we get ready for the 2009 Blue Gold event, which will be teeing off at Kearney Country Club and at Meadowlark Hills on Monday. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Afternoon. I guess it is still morning, isn't it?
Well, that's what they do to us from time to time around here.
There you go.
Let's delve right into it. Blue Gold has made some changes this year. Again, you've got a full field for golf, and that is always an outstanding event. You have changed with what you've done on Sunday and kind of made it a separate event. I guess for the folks that don't know, explain what the changes are and how those will affect what you do throughout the year.
Well, we'll find out here as the year goes on. We definitely are trying something a little bit different with the event. It's been the same format for a number of years with the live auction and a dinner on Sunday night, followed by golf on Monday. We have a few live auctions in the area in town, and it's a pretty popular event with people. So we decided to give the live auction a rest for a year, go back to a one-day format with the golf. So we'll have a scramble beginning at 10 o'clock on Monday with 44 teams, 22 at each course, and then an event, a reception afterwards at the Kearney Holiday Inn, a 19th hole, if you will, and then have a silent auction there, hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, and we're handing out the individual golf prizes that day. So we've made the golf a separate event on its own. And then in February, we're having an event on February 25th, which is a Thursday evening, which will culminate a new raffle concept, a blue and gold rush raffle, which will be a $50 a ticket raffle. What we're doing basically is shifting the prizes from the live auction that have traditionally been bid upon over to that prize field. So folks that buy a ticket as part of the raffle for $50 or I think 3 for $100 is what we're doing, we'll be entered to win any of the trips, the special prizes that have been bid on before. So we're just trying to open it up a little bit to everybody and see how that event goes. So raffles have been popular at some other places and have been successful at other schools. We thought we'd give that a shot, and we're evaluated as we move along here as to how it works for Kearney. You don't know until you try some things and do things a little bit differently. But, we got about a dozen or so silent auction items. You were talking about the Royals. We have some Royals tickets for a game. But a half beef, Husker football tickets to the Kansas State game, Toast of the Town packages. A lot of the packages that people are familiar with that have been around in the silent and live auctions. We have some silent auction prizes at Monday's 19th hole. And then we're offer some more prizes. The prizes will be pretty spectacular, and would include a trip to Belize probably as one of the grand prizes. And for $50 investment, I think you could get a nice trip out of that. So we're looking forward to that event. It'll be a meet and greet with Loper coaches and student athletes, and another chance for Loper fans to just gather and get together and visit about Loper athletics.
John, pretty simple then for the folks out there that say why the change and want to know. It's to get more people involved, period.
Well, we're looking at trying to spread that out a little bit and try something a little different. The auction was doing okay, but as I said, there's several other auctions that are available in town or in the region. And so the little bit of the luster had fallen off of that event. So we thought the time was due to make a change and try something different. Doug, as you mentioned, it's our largest fundraiser. So we don't make changes without thinking about them pretty carefully. And it's always scary to make changes to an event that's been popular over the years. But, I mean, this is a $40,000 fundraising event. Every year it goes into the bottom line to cover our scholarship costs. And it's a crucial element of our package. So we still need everybody's help. But it will open it up, and we'll make the raffle a public raffle where people can enter, nationally and internationally through the web. So we hope it'll be successful. We'll find out as time goes on. And we're, reevaluate things at the end of the year and see if we need to reinstitute things that we've done for a number of years with a dinner on Sunday night. We're going to get feedback from people that participate and certainly want to hear from them, too, about their thoughts.
John, for people out there, I know they could attend the Sunday night event in the past, did not have to golf. For those people that want to donate, that are hearing about the event, that don't want to golf, they're certainly more than welcome to do that, as they always can.
Certainly, and that's why we're also having the other event in February, too. That'll be a public event as well, and we're going to encourage people that are involved in the raffle to come out and take part in that. So still do that, and if you're interested in getting involved, obviously not everybody's a golfer. The 19th hole event is not something that, it's not like a public event. It's not been like the dinner in the past. So, the focus should shift from that perspective to February when we have that event, and we'll have much more information coming out about that. But we certainly want to get as many Loper fans involved in our fundraising efforts here as we can.
UNK Athletic Director John McBride is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, Blue Gold is Monday, And, John, I guess a question that a lot of people keep talking about in circles, doesn't matter who you're trying to raise money for, is where we're at right now, and is it difficult with the economy and, as you mentioned, more organizations and more people trying to raise money? I guess just in the grand scheme of things, are we still on a good pace? Are you still happy with the way funds are coming into UNK?
That's a very good question. I don't know that you're ever happy. You'd always want more. It's a very challenging time to be an athletic director. It's a very challenging time to be in intercollegiate athletics. Very challenging time to be in a higher education institution of higher education. We're all facing challenges from state and federal levels, and the economy has definitely had an impact on things. So the combination of factors have make it a very difficult situation potentially. That's why, to be quite honest with you, we wondered if it would impact numbers for our golf event. We're very thrilled to have 44 sixums out there. We're about the 270 mark, which has been pretty consistent. We didn't fall off much there. That's important. You know, working with signature sponsors to keep them involved in the event and make sure that they're happy with the packages. So I think the key thing is staying positive. I think, you know, everybody's taking a little bit of a hit. You know, we're talking on a conference and national level about cost reductions and changes in schedules and travel and a lot of things that I think will have some impact on everybody's bottom line, which is important, especially when you look at travel, what we're looking at in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. So the challenge is there to raise the additional monies. You know, we're still going to need people to buy season tickets and support us. We're going to try to keep those costs pretty consistent and not go up a whole lot. You know, we're adding a sport, so there's more events that will be part of that season ticket package. But it's still important. That is still crucial support. If folks can support us and get those season tickets when we get them out here, and that information will be coming out very shortly. Still need everybody's assistance to get through this. And you continue to let people know that you need help. But we appreciate and recognize the economic situation that everybody's faced with, and can understand why some people have to back away a little bit or slow down their involvement. But there's still enough people that are doing well that want to help us out, that are still there for us. And that's an important message. And it's reassuring to go through this event with Blue Gold and have the support that we do have.
Athletic Director John McBride joins us on the Doug and Daddy show. John, talk a little bit about what you've been doing lately. I think people think, well, maybe this is your slow time of the year. We got baseball wrapped up, softball wrapped up. The kids are back from the track meet. Now you're just kind of sitting around. No, you've been on the road for the last couple, 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, and you know, I volunteered for it too. That's the thing that's that I always am wondering about myself sometimes, but. Part of the NCAA process is serving on committees and helping manage sports championships. And a few years ago, I was appointed to the NCAA Division II National Baseball Committee and chair of the Central Region, which is now the Northern Sun and Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. We're no longer with the West Coast teams, and I think that's a good move for our conference. But I spent 2.5 weeks ago, I was about 5 days in Grand Junction, Colorado for the Central Regional, and then came back here for about a day and a half, and then headed to Cary, North Carolina for 10 days for the National Championships, which just concluded last Saturday. So that's a lot of travel, a lot of time. I appreciate the Chancellor allowing me the time to share work between that assignment and trying to keep my work going. Through the burning up the internets and the web and everything else, trying to stay up with it. So it's a busy May. I think it's important for student athlete welfare and for those athletes to have championship experience, national championship experiences, that athletic directors and administrators across the country participate in this type of process, at least on an occasional basis. It's a 4-year commitment. I've just finished my 3rd year. So I have 1 more year left on the committee, and then you're off for at least a 4-year period. So I think I'll enjoy May after this next year, because it has been a little crazy.
After the championship game next year, the guy running out of the press box, go, woo! Right.
following that baseball, how close on a competition level is the RMAC competing nationally and with those other national teams?
Well, really close. Mesa State was as good as anybody there at the championship. And we're competing with them, you know. A team from the RMAC can easily compete on the national level. This year they didn't have the overwhelming team like has been in the past that ran away with a championship. So Emporia State was a national runner-up this year. A lot of the RMAC schools play Emporia, you know, and can compete with Emporia. So the move out of the West Regional to the Central Regional and that change is going to be beneficial to the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. But I think it showed that our teams can compete at that level.
John McBride is joining us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, athletic director at UNK. I think we're starting to see in many more sports, a lot more than we did maybe just 5 years ago, RMAC teams making it to the national level, competing well. I mean, you look at football, it was always one and out. It's not that way anymore. Baseball is starting to get there. Basketball has been there. We've seen some national champions in a variety of different sports and cross country and track and things like that. John, as this athletic season has come to a close for UNK, just kind of your thoughts on the overall 08-09 year.
Well, I think we've had another great year. We're competing for championships and, you know, at the highest levels, so I feel good about that. I think I will say this, that the schools in the RMAC are not sitting still. They're building facilities. They're spending money. They're picking and choosing sports and doing well in certain sports if you look at different programs. And so, you know, we've put together a broad-based athletic program that has a number of sports involved in it. Some other schools don't sponsor as many sports. We feel the opportunities for both the men and women that attend school UNK are important to attract them to come to school here, but it's also important to their experience, their college experiences, that they have those opportunities. So, you know, we feel good about the 400 or approximately 400 student-athletes that we're giving that opportunity to compete at the conference and national level for championships and to truly enjoy their athletic experiences. So I think it's been a great year. We didn't win the RMAC all sports championship this year. That they keep changing that about every year to try
the
to keep
the anti-UNK trophy.
I think it seems that way, but you know, I think we finished third this year. We were right there with Metro and Adams, and we're going to compete for championships across the board and continue to do that. You know, some great RMAC is celebrating the 100th anniversary, and I know that Rick Squires and Dan Simmons were selected to their all-century teams, and we've had a number of UNK athletes who were picked, and that centennial celebration is coming up on July 11th in Colorado Springs. I'm not sure how long that banquet will last, but they got a lot of people to recognize that evening, but I think that's a neat event. You know, the end of the year here, you know, the successes we had at the end of the year, and you see Tervell Delagnev with USA across his chest and representing against the world here, you know, and later on this summer. You know, you take special pride in that type of thing, and he's just one student athlete, Kelly Drings, and what a career she had with six All-American honors during her performance there. And you know, it's dangerous when you start mentioning individuals and teams, but I think the main thing is the quality student athletes that we're putting out on the court or on the floor, and the ones that are graduating and crossing that stage to get their degrees are quality ambassadors for UNK and people that that our fans can be proud of. And that's why I really urge people to get out there and support us, support them, because they deserve it. They work so hard.
If volleyball looks to be very, very strong in the fall, have you informed Rick maybe a little bit on the hot seat if he doesn't bring home the national title?
Actually, I have not.
Okay. I just want to clear that up.
We have some solid programs, and that's definitely one of them that's competing at the national level every year. Not to put any pressure on them, but I think they'll do that again this year. And, you know, the change in regional concept there actually worked against us a little bit. We got a little tougher going to Minnesota, so that's a tougher road to get to a national championship. But I feel confident we'll be right there fighting for the RMAC championship and hopefully hosting a championship here in Kearney and then going on to some national competitions as well.
again, Blue Gold is coming up Monday. A full field. There might be a spot left. Check out the UNK Athletic Department. For more information on anything that's going on, go to lopers.com. The website is there. They've got all the information you need. And, of course, you can keep up with Loper activities day-to-day at lopers.com as well. And, John, anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you get out?
No, I appreciate the time and squeezing me into the busy schedule. I didn't want to touch on some of the things you were talking about. I can trust you. I had enough on my plate. So
it's pretty packed this week. It's pretty packed this week. John, best of luck, and hope to see you out there on Monday.
Thank you. Enjoy the summer. Hope everyone has a good summer.
Well, Daddy always has a good summer and fall. And
I winter. Do know I've got a hell of a tan started. Hopefully it'll continue.
Would you be, you know, we were talking about golfing. How about, you know, the Big Daddy UNK fishing tournament or something like that? You know,
yeah, we could get something going. With every three.
John just looked like, I don't think we want Big Daddy's name associated on anything with UNK.
We'll get back to you.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
There you go.
Let's take a break.
Some potential, though.
Let's take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months till somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway. They'll be back after these commercial messages.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. It's great. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. Try Stamps.com today. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners in the herd. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what I love about Stamps.com. You don't have to go to the post office. Long waits, tedious. No need to lease or buy an expensive postage meter. What a waste. Go to Stamps.com today. It'll save you time. It'll save you money. I can print real U.S. postage using my own computer and printer. It's like having a post office right in my home or office. And with my special offer, you have nothing to lose. For a no-risk trial and a $100 bonus offer, go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the homepage. Then type in my name, Colin. That's Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Mostly considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in some areas during the day today with a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm as well with high temperatures around 69. Northeast winds stay at 5 to 10. Back to 48 for low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 59.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Misco Sports, a longtime supporter of UNK and your kids. Misco Sports on the breaks at the downtown Kearney Center knows it is summertime and kids are out doing everything, whether it's baseball or softball on the diamond. They've got everything you need from little kids to big kids, T-ball stuff. Softball for men and women, fast pitch, slow pitch. They've got the hitting nets, training supplies, uniforms, and hats if you've got some travel teams you're putting together this summer. Umpires, they have all the apparel and protective equipment. Of course, great line of shoes whether you're playing baseball or just getting ready for summer basketball camp or football camp. It's camp time. It's all-star time. There's so many things going on, and Misco Sports has the T-shirts, the shorts, the shoes, the socks, the hats, whatever you want. Misco Sports has it for you. Check it out today. Steve and the gang on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Well, mind that bird. A 2-1 favorite for the Belmont Stakes. Calvin Burrell will attempt to become the first jockey to win all three Triple Crown races with different horses. A field of 10 3-year-olds has been entered. Mind That Bird is in the number 7 slot. Charitable Man, who missed the Derby and the Preakness, was the second choice at 3-1. He drew the number 6 post. Also in there, Chocolate Candy, Dunkirk, they were both in the Derby. Mr. Hot Stuff, Summer Bird is back. That was my long shot in the Derby, finished 6th. Love Gov, who ran in the Preakness. Flying Private, Miner's Escape, and Brave Victory. Miner's Escape and Brave Victory are both trained by Nick Zito. Dwayne Lucas has Flying Private and Love Gov in there. So maybe some things to look at there. And we will be talking with Chris Katulak on the show tomorrow. Is that correct?
That is correct. Roughly 11:30, 30 past the hour. We're going to set to join by him. TVG Network, of course, track announcer. Been Fauner Park, been in Louisiana, been at Hollywood Park, some of the biggest tracks nationally.
So we'll talk with Chris. Also tomorrow, Mandy Molring from Kearney Park and Rec to fill us in on Nebraska Senior Games, which are a month earlier this year. So we want to get the word out that don't wait till August because you'll miss it. It's going to be in July, and early registration coming up, plus Joe DeMay, a little fantasy baseball tomorrow. If you got any questions for Joe, email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. But back to the Belmont, just your gut right now, Daddy. Mind That Bird or the field?
Well, I don't like the field. I like one horse in the field, and that's Charitable Man. They waited. He did not like, supposedly, the polytrack surface at Churchill Downs. Did not like that. So they waited for his spot to get him in there. He is the son of Lemon Drop Kid, the 1999 Belmont winner. So maybe a little bit bred for that distance. And I think it's down to those two horses. But Mind That Bird, you got to think, is going to be flying late.
I'll study the form. We'll look at some things. It'll be interesting. We'll make our picks on the program coming up this week. But it should be interesting. We have to hold Mind That Bird back even longer before he makes his charge?
Another thing is, Charitable Man is 2-for-2. He's been on this surface, likes that track. So,
but again, a distance that these horses are not familiar with.
No. Certainly not. None of them ever run that distance before.
So 2-1 for Mind That Bird, 3-1 for Charitable Man, Dunkirk 4-1, and then everything after that double digits. Chocolate Candy 10-1. That's the one owned by the Jenny Craig people. 12-1 for Summer Bird and Flying Private. 15-1 for Mr. Hot Stuff, Miner's Escape, and Brave Victory. 20-1 for the Love Gov.
Charitable Man's fresh. You know these other horses. You got to remember. 2 weeks off, then 3 weeks off. They're running them back. That's why it's so difficult to do, and we haven't saw one for so long.
George has chimed into the Dent Popper inbox. I was on CBS Sportsline last night checking up on another Royals loss, and there was an article of the 10 greatest hitters in Royals history. And our research department is frantically checking to see if they can find the 10 greatest hitters in Royals history. I thought I was... Yeah, or they're standing there doing nothing. I thought I was a pretty good fan when I wrote my list and named 8 of the 10. The funny part was that I must listen to Daddy too much, as one of them I missed. And that was Mike Sweeney. By the way, the other one was John Mayberry. So there's the two toughest, he thinks. Can you name the 8 other greatest hitters in Royals history? I don't know if I could or not.
Brett's got to be one.
Well, you got George Brett, Willie Wilson, Frank White. I don't know, is Hal McRae on the list? Are they all from the same era?
I mean,
is anybody in the last 20 years besides Mike Sweeney on that list?
How is Mike Sweeney on that list?
Well, longevity.
60 million.
Even the time he was on the DL.
I'm trying to think.
I don't think Johnny Damon or Jermaine Dye or any of those guys were around long enough.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, Beltran, like you said, Banez, Raul.
Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson is 10th. Bo Jackson, so here you go. John Mayberry, 9th. Danny Tartable, who defected to the Yankees. He is 8th. Carlos Beltran is 7th. In the top 10 Royals hitters of all time, there's Willie Wilson at 6. At number 5 is your boy, Mike Sweeney.
That is so surprising.
Go back to Mike Sweeney. I want to read what it says here. Captain of the team in the more modern era of the Royals and a 5-time All-Star, known as one of the best character players to ever play on the team as well. Though he later gave way to back problems, which limited him in his later years with the club, he will still be known as one of the best to ever put on the Kansas City uniform. For his career, he was 2nd on the Royals' all-time list in home runs with 197.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Oh, my God. And was 3rd all-time in batting average, hitting at a .299 clip while with the team. He's a 300 hitter, Daddy. Okay, so 4, Mike Sweeney was 5. 4 is Frank White. Is Amos Otis on here? 3, Hal McRae. 2, Amos Otis. And then, of course, 1's going to be George Brett. So there's your top. God, put up a better picture of George Brett. On the website, they put up his 1991 scorecard. Good Lord, is everything else copyrighted? The 91 scorecard.
Give me number 7 again. I think I missed when you said number 7.
Well, you got to go back to find number 7.
Oh.
It's one of those deals.
Okay, no. Never mind.
So there you go. George, thanks so much. That was kind of fun. We'll call that the No Bull Email of the Day, brought to you by Ace Hardware in Toro. Stop by and find out all the great selections they have. Make your lawn look better. Ace Hardware and Toro. Carlos Beltran was number 7.
197 home runs. That's 2nd.
Mayberry's 1st, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
Go back to 9. We'll double
check. Got to be. Remember when John Mayberry was in Kearney, he shook your hand? And it dwarfed. It was just like the most amazing thing I've ever seen. That guy had a paw. Oh, it's like a bear.
No, it's not Mayberry, because he wasn't with him long enough. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more right after this on ESPN.
That the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Salon Paws Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paws gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paws is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paws Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Hey, cars are unpredictable. Loose nut and a squeaky wiper blade pop up and suddenly you can't see and things start falling apart. At Advance Auto Parts, it's all about being prepared. Getting ready in advance with the right tools and offers to keep the wheels turning. So right now, buy 2 Bosch Icon wiper blades and get a Skill Power Wrench Set valued at $29.99 for free with mail-in rebate. See store for details, see more clearly with new wiper blades, and stay prepared with a free power wrench. Advance Auto Parts, that's keeping the wheels turning.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Dad. Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
The time is now to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including bowling, golf, basketball, table tennis, and much more. This year's games will be held July 9th through July 12th at various locations in Kearney. The deadline for registration is June 24th, so don't wait to sign up. For more information, contact the Kearney Park and Rec Office. The 2009 Nebraska Senior Games, where the competition never gets old.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Mostly considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun in some areas during the day today with a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm as well with high temperatures around 69, northeast winds stay at 5 to 10, back to 48 for low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 59.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time now for our World Series of Poker update with our resident poker junkie, Derek.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Now that you've been demoted from producer,
yeah,
I have to find a reason for him to even be in
here. Yeah, I kind of just stand in the background now. I don't really do much. So.
Wait a minute.
Well, that was kind of what I did before, too. So
we've got another World Series of Poker winner.
Yeah, we do. They actually had a tournament for the champions, some of the past champions of the main event World Series of Poker. So we're talking, I mean, the Doyle Brunsons, Johnny Chans, Phil Hellmuths, and Tom McAvoy's. Yeah, that's right. 1983 winner is the guy who won the event. 20 other former winners. Tom McAvoy comes out on top. He takes home a 1970 restored Chevrolet Corvette and a Binion Cup as well, but he outlasted Robert Varconi, who was the, I think it's the 2002 World Series of Poker champ. It went down to those
second
two.
Second luckiest champion.
Yeah,
ever.
Exactly. I mean, McAvoy's a legit guy from all the way back in 83, kind of an old school guy, but Varconi was a fluke who made it through the field a couple of years ago.
Got to see the pictures on the wall, though, while I was out there. Varconi, the only one that was sitting there with his wife in the picture.
Yeah, he's a tool, complete tool.
Which takes us to our next Dent Popper inbox, not a tool, is Nebraska Paperboy. He says, write Kobe down for at least 50 in one of the first two playoff games. Pizza and wings on me if he doesn't. Hello! They must be paying well in the paper world. Glad to have your web presence. Listening online the next 10 days while I cruise the Caribbean. And no, I don't wish you were here. Todd, our Nebraska Paperboy and sometimes standing on the show. You know, a lot of people do a lot of different things while they're on vacation. A lot of people do a lot of different things while they're on a cruise on vacation. I can think of a lot of things. What's Kristen doing, Todd? I don't want to know. Daddy, you were looking up some Royals statistics there. George Brett, obviously the home run leader for the Royals. But who has the most home runs in a single season for Kansas City?
That would be 1985, the
World
last
Series
World
Champions
Championship. Bye-bye, Steve Balboni.
Oh, my goodness.
36 home runs. Leads. That truly is one of the more amazing records. I don't think people would have got that. Gary Gaetti, second in 1995. And then
that
three
the
people.
The start of the Royd era, right?
Then John Mayberry, Danny Tartable, and Dean Palmer,
who made an appearance and then moved on. Believers and Achievers is the statewide program designed by U.S. Bank and the Nebraska School Activities Association to give recognition to Nebraska's future leaders. We talk about it on the show from time to time. During the school year, each month they pick out six senior athletes, student athletes from across the state. Over 8 months, that gives you 48. Last night was their banquet, and eight of those 48 received $500 scholarships. They include Kearney High's Garrett Bush and Wood River's Kristen Beck, and I hope I've got that name right, Kristen. If I don't, I apologize. But Kristen and Garrett are the winners. Some of the others from around the area that were finalists, Josh Aitken of Centura, Caitlin Bruckman of Silver Lake, Katie Faggett of Eustis Farnham, Dan Hayden of Aurora, Aria Krolikowski of Grand Island, Anastasia Ott of Giltner, Megan Pattison of Northwest and Grand Island, Grand Island Central Catholics Maureen Stump, and Nicole Techmeyer of Bruning Davenport. Congratulations to the winners of those scholarships. Phil Steele has picked Nebraska 22nd. Daddy, thoughts?
I think that's right about where a lot of people expected him after finishing the season the way they did. On the verge of that 20 to 25.
Picks him to win the Big 12 North and appear in the Holiday Bowl, which would be the 3 slot behind Texas and Oklahoma against California. Way out there early predictions. He has Colorado and Kansas State tying for second.
Whoa!
Kansas 4th. Missouri 5th, So he's kind of on my page with Missouri. I don't know fifth, but yes, big decline. And Iowa State sixth. He has the top four going to a bowl game. He has nine Big 12 teams making a bowl game. Everybody but Texas A&M in the Big 12 South, who he picks dead last. He has Baylor making a bowl game. That would snap a long, long streak. He has them fifth, Texas Tech fourth, Oklahoma State third. He has Oklahoma going to the Fiesta Bowl again to play Boise State. And he has Texas to win the Big 12 South and play for the national championship against Florida.
I'm a little bit shocked by that North prediction. I think a lot of people out there think it's Kansas-Nebraska battling it out. But
we'll talk a little more college football tomorrow. Sporting News has an article out about their top 25 college football players, so we'll talk about that as well. But that's going to bring us to a close of the Doug and Daddy Show today on ESPN Radio. Any more fishing tournaments this weekend?
No fishing tournaments this weekend.
You fished last weekend. How'd you do?
We got 13th. That'll field about 62 or 4.
And you had to make the top what to cash?
12.
And you finished where?
13th.
But you caught the biggest fish?
We caught the biggest fish on the second day, so we...
You or your partner caught the biggest
fish? My partner caught the biggest fish.
Did you catch any fish?
Yeah, I caught a couple.
Total fish you had, what was your pound? 16-something?
16 pounds.
And how big was the big fish?
4.6 pounds.
Okay.
4.6.
All right, just checking. Want to thank UNK Athletic Director John McBride for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow on the program, Chris Katulak of the TVG Network to talk about the Belmont, Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com with baseball, and Manny Mulring from Kearney Park and Rec to talk about Nebraska senior games.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Center of Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in 23 hours.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!